With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
How would you like to lose 20 to 45 pounds in as little as 6 to 8 weeks? Are you tired of all the expensive fad diets, drinking shakes, eating unhealthy processed food, producing little to no real results? Then you must try Slender Life Metabolic Weight Loss. Slender Life is new to Buffalo and the affordable answer to losing weight and keeping it off. Don't procrastinate. Call now, 913-1569. That's 913-1569. Or message us at buffaloslenderlife.com.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and Senior Radio Buffalo has been on the air and part of the community for 4 years now. Senior Radio has a mission to bring information and education to our baby boomer and active senior community. The show has been so successful in its mission to educate that we are now adding a Senior Radio Sunday morning edition. So thank you to all our guests and listeners, and be sure to tune into our new Senior Radio Sunday morning edition at 6:30 a.m. right here on WBEN.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Sunday Morning Edition, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Linda Pellegrino, here now on Senior Radio Buffalo, where we address health and wellness and living options, legal and financial matters, or leisure activities. We have a lot of great news you can use right here at 11 on WBEN News Radio 930. I'm so glad to be kind of back home here on this radio station with Senior Radio Buffalo, because we talk about things that are important to you, part of your life, and it's a pleasure and an honor for me to be able to do that. Now, I've got some folks in studio this morning. When I talk about people who just so respect you and what it is you are and what you do, we're talking about the Budnarczyk family, Joe Sr., his wife Amy, their son Joe Jr., who make up Andrews Estate Service, AES, Andrews Estate Service. These folks, when you invite them into your home, you quickly become friends, and you see what it is they can do for you, because what they do for you is most likely something you can't do for yourself. So good morning. It's nice to have you all here. And let's first talk about Andrews Estate Service with Joe Sr. And tell us what it is you do for people.
Well, Andrews Estate Service is a business, a family business that we started back in 1986. And literally, we will go in and we will liquidate, whether it's an estate or a partial estate, or we will go in and we will help downsize seniors. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're moving, maybe they're just downsizing or right-sizing in place, or perhaps they're moving out of state and they just want to liquidate what they have.
Amy, when you're invited in, I want people to know it's a special experience for them and for you, and they quickly find that out, because you folks started as teachers, then you were caregivers, and now you have this business, and I think that has given you a different approach to a lot of other people who are just in business, quote unquote.
Yes, I think all of those former careers of ours and our current one has helped us a great deal in being empathetic to people's needs and their possessions, their treasures.
And that empathy and patience with people, I think, makes all the difference in the world.
Yes, we've had clients that I've worked with that would say, "Oh, Amy, thank you so much for helping. You've been so patient. You've helped me organize my closet, and I wouldn't know how to do it without you."
See, Joe, and I would think a lot of times they're gonna have a wonderful relationship with you that they may not even have with their children, and be able to talk to you as an outsider about things that they may not, again, talk with their own relatives about.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. And sometimes they tell me more than I really want to know. But it's amazing how they, a lot of times, just need to talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, their children, understandably, are busy or they're out of town. Even though in today's modern technological age, you can get in touch almost instantaneously, whether it's audio or video. And they still need that warmth, that in-person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine, because that's where our years of caregiving experience have really come to play in helping and assisting.
And that respect for your client.
Very, very much so.
Now, one facet of what it is you do when you are looking to reduce what it is they have is that you may put things in and group things in theme baskets. And this is important for the client because they don't want things necessarily tossed out. They want to see if they can repurpose these things, and you can do that through what you call theme baskets.
Absolutely. I'll let my wife discuss
that. Go ahead, Amy.
Oh, yes. When we do go in for the consultation and we see the items that the client no longer needs and doesn't know what to do with, after they've signed a contract with us, we will take these items that they have and put them into some theme baskets. They're treasures. They don't want them disposed of, and they have a smile on their face when we tell them about the theme baskets that we repurpose their items.
We started this around 2 years ago, and we had a discussion at one of our meetings, and you know, what to do with some of these nicer items, because we saw, you know, whether we were selling them privately for them or running them through an auction or in a consignment shop, they weren't getting much return on their investment. So we came up with this idea of the theme baskets, and I presented it, you know, before we proceeded with this, I presented it to a couple of seniors, and one of the seniors, she was in a wheelchair, and I explained what we're going to do. She went, "Oh, I used to go to those all the time. Oh, I'd love to see it go to good use." And it sort of blossomed unto itself. You know, it's labor intensive to do that, which Amy loves to do, but it's worth seeing the smiles on their face. And actually, it's gotten to the point that that's part of our consultation evaluation now. We will, you know, explain to them. We have a list of the different baskets on our website. They can see that. And they actually will say, "Well, here, I found these baskets for you. You can use these for your theme." And we didn't even discuss it yet at the consultation evaluation, but they already looked at the website and saw what we do, and they're gathering their items ahead of time, getting them ready, because they want to sort of make these baskets themselves.
I love that
idea. Yes, it's just something different.
And that's awesome, because as you know, in this business, someone, if you own something, you give it a lot of value. But if you're looking at it from a purely business point of view, you realize there are things that don't really have a monetary value like you might think they do.
Correct.
And in a way, when you can gather things and put them into a theme basket, you're attracting the people who are still giving value to that.
Yes, and there's even some social interaction, because we will tell them, for example, let's say they have a small rooster collection. We will tell them, well, different houses seem to have the same types of items, so we may take their three or four little rooster salt and pepper shakers and wait, put them into the warehouse, and when we have 10 or 20 different rooster related items, we'll make one bigger theme basket, and they love that idea, so that they're not worried about just their items going into a basket.
Right.
Now it's part of like a social network of other seniors and clients that may contribute to this basket.
Then where do these theme baskets go?
Oh, they go to a variety of places around mm-hmm. the area. We've had donations made to hospital events or to school fundraisers, personal fundraisers, benefits to help people defer the cost of their medical.
What a great
bills.
Idea. To think that you care about something as small as salt and pepper shakers is going to give people who are listening to this saying so much peace about who am I inviting into my house to do this. That says a world about your business.
Even real estate agents will call us and say, we're having a fundraiser. Can you donate a theme basket? And we usually try to have 10 to 20 available at any given time because we probably give around 100 per year. And sometimes we'll give 5 or 10 to a specific cause. And now it's gotten to the point that we constantly get emails or calls. Don't forget, we're having our fundraiser, mm-hmm. you know, at that particular time in the year. So now an estate liquidation business has sort of had a little sub business of a 5 to 10% where we do theme baskets for different events.
I just love it. You know, I'm not a native Western New Yorker, but I feel so proud to be adopted into this area. And from having so much experience talking to wonderful people, I'm so proud of this area. And because of the people who are here and the quality of people who do what they do, you folks are part of that group. It's so extraordinary to hear about how much you care for people when you're doing your job. We're talking about the folks who are Andrews Estate Service. We've got Joe, Amy, and Joe Budnarczyk who are here with us, who you can trust to come into your home and work with you and care for your senior as much as they care for their things. We want to make sure we give you their phone number. It's 873-7440. They work all around Western New York. 873-7440. Log on to their website at aes86.com. aes86.com. Or find them through us, seniorradiobuffalo.com, because we will have more information about them on our website. Plus, if you folks have questions, you can always go to the Senior Radio Buffalo Facebook page and address your questions. And then on a future show, we can address that to Joe, Amy, and Joe, Andrews Estate Service. Joe, let's get back to the fact that we were talking about people's personal items. You work really hard to help find the value that people place on those items.
Yes, we work very hard to a fault, we've been told by many people, but it's very difficult for me, someone who, for example, used to sell a dining room set for $1,500 or $2,000 and up, or old oriental rugs, to now see the value at basically 10 cents on the dollar.
Isn't that something?
And I will say, over the last several years, our clients are getting a little bit more astute. We're getting calls from clients stating, well, I know my dining room set's worth nothing. So that's a good feeling. And I'll say, I'm glad that you know that. Or they will say, well, my daughter's taking my dining room set. And I say, God bless her.
Yeah.
I hope that, you know, she'll mm-hmm. follow through with that. Because when we started, maybe one out of 100 dining room sets were available because everybody did take them,
right?
But now maybe one out of 100 are going to family.
Mm-hmm.
So that things have changed. I call it an
yes.
inverted pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
When we first started, what used to be a big seller no longer is. But it's very difficult for me to still see something that in my mind I knew sold for big money to go for 5 or 10 cents on the dollar. But I'm getting a little bit better with that. And I'm actually going in and telling them, mm-hmm. expect zero. And anything you do get is a bonus.
Right.
So on certain items. But then there are a lot of items that they may think are zero value to them, but maybe we can sell those for $200, $300, $400, $500.
Ah,
very
so there
rarely
might be a bright, you know,
a diamond in the rough.
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely they'll have a Tiffany lamp, you know, mm-hmm. worth $10,000 or $20,000. But the reality is they want us to empty their house. And I tell everyone, don't trip over dollars to pick up pennies.
Mm-hmm.
99.99% of the time, your home is worth much, much more than the contents.
And we're going to leave it right there. Andrews Estate Service, 873-7440, heard right here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Hospice Buffalo is here. No matter what your diagnosis or their prognosis, whether improving their comfort or your confidence, while providing for their medical care or your emotional health, Hospice Buffalo is here to comfort, to guide, and to support. Because we're more than end-of-life care. We're quality of life care. Call Hospice Buffalo to get the help you need. Our collaborative team of experts is here for you and your family through any long-term or life-limiting illness. Whether you're the patient concerned for those who support you or the caregiver who is always there, Hospice is here to do more, to listen more, and to be more so that you can worry less. Don't wait for answers. Call 686-8000 or visit hospicebuffalo.com. Hospice Buffalo. Care for them. Comfort for you.
How would you like to lose 20 to 45 pounds in as little as 6 to 8 weeks? Are you tired of all the expensive fad diets, drinking shakes, eating unhealthy processed food, producing little to no real results? Then you must try Slender Life Metabolic Weight Loss. Slender Life is new to Buffalo and the affordable answer to losing weight and keeping it off. Don't procrastinate. Call now, 913-1569. That's 913-1569. Or message us at BuffaloSlenderLife.com.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and Senior Radio Buffalo has been on the air and part of the community for 4 years now. Senior Radio has a mission to bring information and education to our baby boomer and active senior community. The show has been so successful in its mission to educate that we are now adding a Senior Radio Sunday morning edition. So thank you to all our guests and listeners, and be sure to tune into our new Senior Radio Sunday morning edition at 6:30 a.m. right here on WBEN.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Linda Pellegrino, back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo, where the conversation is always good and helpful. This morning, no exception. Steve Elwell is back with us, the Chief Investment Officer and Partner for Level Financial Advisors. They're located right on Sweet Home Road in Amherst. Their number, 634-6113, or log on to levelfa.com. And, of course, you can find them on seniorradiobuffalo.com as well. Also, Steve Elwell has, you guys have a Wellsville office and a Hamburg office.
That's right, and we just opened the Hamburg office on July 15th.
Wow.
So we are new and excited, and the response has been great so far, so we're happy.
Steve, who should come and see you and when?
People should come and see us who are thinking and right on the cusp of retirement. So they should probably come see us a couple of years before they're actually ready to do that, so we can help formulate a game plan, give them some level of expectation about what they might be able to spend in retirement, help them plan for ways to minimize taxes, when they'll start their Social Security and their pensions, and how to just make all of this work logistically so that they don't run out of money, because that's the main goal of what people are trying to do when they retire.
What would be the benefits for married couples?
Yeah, married couples. So number one, just getting an open conversation and having both partners on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we're trying to do. But also having both partners be informed, because usually there's one partner that's a little more, takes a little more financial charge than the other. So having both partners on the same page and informed with here's what we're doing and here's why we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But specifically when it comes to Social Security, as a married couple, you better coordinate how you're taking your benefits. Mm-hmm. That's a right. huge one mm-hmm. because there are some things that married couples get out of Social Security that a single person doesn't, that you really want to plan for and can help really ensure that you get the most out of your Social Security benefits.
Yeah.
So it's a big one.
We were talking also in another segment with another group about Medicare. And here's what's interesting for you married couples out there. You don't need to be on the same Medicare plan. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of people think, well, we're joined at the hip.
Yeah.
If you get this, I get this. Well, no. Once you actually investigate it, you'll find out, no, you can do something different if your needs are different.
Yep. Well, not only that, too, but then as you talk about Medicare premiums, when it comes to if you have enough income in retirement where you maybe have to pay extra, there can really to spend even 30 minutes thinking about how do I maybe plan or for minimizing that mm-hmm. can be the best 30 minutes that you've ever spent financial-wise
right.
you know, in ways that it might be able to save you money. So it's, you know, you really got to coordinate what mm-hmm. you're doing if you're married.
And, you know, speaking of that, we want to let everybody know you are fee-only fiduciary planning company versus fee-based. So what they do over at Level Financial Advisors, which is different, is that you basically just pay a fee to go to them. They're not making anything on you for what it is that you purchase.
That's right.
Right.
Whether our recommendation is to do strategy A, B, C, D, whatever the best fit for you, the compensation to us is no different.
Right.
And it shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
It should be just like if you went to your doctor, you would want them to prescribe what's best based on your symptoms.
Right.
That's the way we want to operate. So we operate as a fee-only advisor where the only compensation we get is directly from our clients,
mm-hmm.
not from any other third party. And we think that's the only way to do it.
And it seems to me that what, first of all, the information that you're giving someone and the choices that they make certainly can offset that fee.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We see that all the time in the vast majority of the cases. In fact, I can't think of a case where we haven't in the last, you know, 6 months or longer. To create the plan is one cost, but you would be shocked by the amount of things that come out. I mean, we just had, actually, as a good example, I had a 70-year-old woman and a 67-year-old married couple come in, and just our Social Security advice alone saved them somewhere around $35,000.
Unbelievable. See, it's what you don't know, folks, that gets you. The
yeah.
devil is in the details.
That's
all right,
right,
we talked about benefits for married couples. There has to be benefits for divorced couples as well.
It definitely is, actually. If you're divorced and you were married longer than 10 years, you have some Social Security options that most people aren't aware of. You technically have a claim on your ex's benefits. Whether your ex is remarried or not, it doesn't matter. It has what you do has no impact on your ex's benefits. So if you're worried about
mm-hmm.
Spoiling the relationship or anything like that, that you don't have to worry about that. They won't even know. There'll be no impact to them. So, you know, if you're divorced and you were married longer than 10 years, you need to spend some time thinking about your Social Security plan.
That's the first time I've ever heard that in my whole life.
It's not common knowledge. Yeah. Nope.
And again, this is what you're going to get from Level Financial Advisors. Steve works with other incredible financial advisors who are there for you, who can bring all this information to the table. So when you walk out, you know what you're worth and what is going to be coming to you in future years. Now, let's talk about someone who is widow or widowed, a survivor's benefits.
Yeah. So if you were married and your spouse passed before you started your own Social Security, you will have options of both taking part of what you receive from your deceased spouse, and that's a separate choice from when you start your own benefits. So there is a world where, and not only that, survivors can start benefits at 60
mm-hmm.
as opposed to 62.
Did not know that either.
So there's a world where as a survivor, you could start your survivor's benefit at age 60 while continuing to delay your own benefits to 70 and getting this 8% a year increase on your own benefit. It's really a phenomenal option available for survivors. So if your spouse has passed and you were married and you're about to make Social Security decisions, you absolutely have to give some thought about what the smartest thing for you to do is, because we're talking big numbers. If you're able to claim a survivor's benefit and continue to delay your own, that's the best of both worlds from a Social Security planning standpoint.
For sure. You know, it occurs to me, Steve, that we have people listening who will be thinking, wow, I didn't know any of this. Maybe, you know, I don't think I know enough to go on and see Steve. But let me put your mind at ease. None of us do. We're not the experts. You are. You just
right.
don't know these things. If just out living your life, raising your kids, working your job, who knows this? These are law things. These are money issues. These are our investment strategies.
that you guys are experts on, and that's all we need to know.
That's definitely right, and there's a ton of information available online if you want to spend the time researching things. But mm-hmm. there is some noise out there. You can't be certain if the information you're getting is totally correct.
Right.
But we often kind of use the analogy that most of us are smart enough where we could figure out how to like change our own brakes.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have the desire to learn.
Right.
We don't want to actually do it. Maybe we don't want to get dirty. Maybe we don't have the tools.
Right.
And
right.
we don't have yet the expertise if we don't want to learn. Finance can be the same way,
mm-hmm.
where it's not impossible to learn all these different things. Certainly not.
Right.
But it's going to take a lot of time and effort.
Right.
So you can choose.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to take the time and effort and learn all this myself? Or do I want to work with someone that I can trust,
mm-hmm.
that already knows what they're talking about and has built their business in a way that I know they're working in my best interest?
Absolutely. I can sit down with you and say, okay, here's my pot. Here's what I'm coming to the table with.
Yep.
Here's what I'd like that pot to do for me.
Yep.
And that's basically letting you guys go to work.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
That's saying, here's where I am now. Here's mm-hmm. everything I have. Here's where I want to go. This is what I want to accomplish. How do I get from point A to point B in the most efficient way?
Right.
And that's where people are bringing us in. And so that's exactly what we want to do. We want to help people accomplish that.
And people are responding. People are smart. They want to get in there. They want to find out, what is it that this is all about? What am I worth? Can I take a cruise every year? I've worked really hard my whole life. This is why you let level financial advisors in, to be able to talk about these kinds of things.
That's exactly right. That's our job, is to help you build an efficient game plan, give you the information and power to make good decisions and to use your money for things that you value.
Right.
So that's the whole point of what you've been
right.
saving this for. Right.
Right. Absolutely.
So let's do that.
Maybe you want to, to leave some for your grandkids. Maybe not. Maybe you don't want to be wearing a blue vest welcoming people into the store when you're 75. That's not the road I want to go down.
That's totally right.
But this is why you call Level Financial Advisors. You bring your information. They'll talk with you. They'll talk with you on your level. And they'll make sure that you're moving in the direction you want to go monetarily. Once again, their information, Level Financial Advisors, Sweet Home Road in Amherst. Give them a call at 634-6113. See them in Wellsville or in Hamburg, or log on to levelfa.com. Steve Elwell is my guest, Chief Investment Officer and Partner here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Sunday Morning Edition, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Sunday for another episode of Senior Radio Sunday Morning Edition. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino. Senior Radio Buffalo has a mission to bring information and education to our active senior community. The show has been so successful that we're now adding a Call Linda line. If you would like information on any of our senior radio guests, have suggestions, or would like to participate in the show, give me a call. We want to hear from our listeners at 716-324-5222. That's 716-324-5222.
Call Linda, brought to you by Touching Hearts at Home.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.